It's always a delight to have children. Never get tired of having children around. And this is a lovely family. We thank God for this family. And once again, we have a third one here to be dedicated, and they've come this morning. And I believe that Ben and Angela's heart is what they were singing about, what Warren and Kimberly were singing about, that she will learn to live for God, to serve God, to love Him, and listen to His voice. And children are a delight not only to us, but they're a delight to God. We know about that in Scripture. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. It also tells us that if we, you and I as adults, offend one of these little ones that believe in Christ, it'd be better for us to be cast with a millstone into a deep sea. And I don't think any of us want that. And there's really no higher calling for parents. We've been over this a few times, but once again, to remind ourselves that there's no higher calling for a parent than to teach our children, to train our children, to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of God. Best things for moms and dads to do is to teach their children the fear of God. That's the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge. That's what the proverb writer tells us. And all these other things in our lives are subject unto that very basis, that we teach them the fear of God, that we teach them to first of all understand. Now, they're not going to understand it this young necessarily, but that they learn and understand that God is our Father, that He is to be our Lord. And all of the other things will follow as the child learns that and is subject to that. And so this morning Ben and Angela have come to dedicate little Fallon. What a lovely little girl. In the dedication, we must also remember that it's not only dedicating the child, but presenting the parents. And Ben and Angela presenting themselves to the Lord as they raise this child to serve God. And the dedication is, again, a basis in that. As they give themselves to God, dedicate her to the Lord as well. And Ben is holding Fallon as the spiritual leader of the family. He's the one that takes the role. He's the one that takes the lead to lead this family and lead Fallon. So let me ask you some questions, both of you, but as Ben, I'll be looking at you more than I will be Angela. Do you recognize that this child is a gift of God? And you give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing for her in your lives? Do you now dedicate her to the Lord who gave her to you, surrendering all worldly claims upon her life in the hope that she will wholly be God's? Do you pledge as parents that with God's fatherly help you will bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort with patience and love to build the Word of God and the character of Christ and the joy of the Lord into her life? Do you promise God helping you to make it a regular prayer that by God's grace, Fallon will come to trust in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of her sins and for the fulfillment of His promises to her, even eternal life, and in this faith follow Jesus as Lord and obey His teaching? Not only do we have parents this morning, but we have grandparents. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged. I don't know what age means necessarily. I'm not trying to say anybody's old here. But it's okay, you're not going to complain. But I challenge again the grandparents, by God's help, to pray for and encourage Ben and Angela as they raise Fallon and these others. We've already dedicated them, but reminding as well that they raise them in the in the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, the fear of the Lord, so that Fallon might come to know Christ as her Savior and Lord at an early age. It's a big challenge in our day, but I present it to you this morning to pray and encourage, pray for and encourage the parents. And while we go from parents to grandparents, we cannot ignore our role, church. You and I have a big role to play in Fallon's life. I suppose I could spend a lot of time this morning talking about people who have been hurt by the church. I'm talking about the church as people. You and I have a big part, a responsibility as the body of Christ to teach her from our perspective and from our angle as brothers and sisters in Christ and also Sunday school teachers and myself as pastor. All of us have a role in teaching her to give her the gospel story, to be Christ before her. And that as you and I follow the commitment, following God, following Christ, that it's our commitment to teach Fallon, that she can understand the claims of Christ upon her life, and that she will then follow those claims for her life according to His will for her. We will pray for the parents. We will pray for Ben and Angela. We will hold them up. We will encourage them. We will help them teach and train Fallon in the ways of the Lord. That you and I will make it easy for her to make it to heaven and hard for her to go to hell. We need to keep that ever before us, that it's our responsibility to see that it's done. It's our challenge. And really, we could even spend a little bit of time talking to these young ladies, Savannah, Kiera, she's not happy this morning. But as you walk with God and as you obey mommy and daddy, you will help Fallon too as well. Because she will look up to you. And she will see in your life the sweetness of Jesus as you walk with Him as well. We all have a responsibility. So as we dedicate her this morning, let's remember our responsibility and pray and hold them up. Here we have little Fallon, a beautiful young lady, little girl. Let's lift her up to Jesus this morning. Our Father in heaven, as we hold this precious little girl in our hands this morning, Ben and Angela have brought her so that she could be dedicated to you. Not that our prayer is going to get her to heaven. Not that this form and ceremony will make it so that she has an entrance. But we pray, Lord, today that you would take her, that you would dedicate, as we dedicate her to you, that you would set her apart for your purpose. Take her feet and help them to always walk in your paths. Pray that you would take her hands and help them to always do your bidding and to do your work, to be a blessing to people. Pray that you would take her mind and help her to serve you with her heart, to walk with you and to be faithful to you. We dedicate her to you this morning. We pray these things in the name of our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. She is yours, giving back to you what you have blessed the family with. Give them the wisdom and the guidance as they raise her and train her to serve you, to live for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.